Now, let's get some more on the release of the independent report into bullying and harassment at Parliament. The Speaker of the House, Trevor Mallard, is with us. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Excuse me for using language like this so early on in the morning, but a quote from the report. There's the few who are various shades of shits. Everyone knows who they are and no one ever challenges them. Do you know who they are?
I have a sense based on sort of rumour and anecdote as opposed to evidence, except for a couple of members who I'm dealing with. I know that there are some senior staff members, both political staff and administrative staff, that have been bullies in the past. Some of them are still here, and some of them are not. But it's the difference between having a sense and sort of knowing and having evidence.
But it does appear from that quote to be an open secret, essentially.
Yeah, that is right. And what we don't have is the in the Parliament at the moment is a system to move from being open secret bar rumour bar innuendo.
So who are these people? Who are the people, Mr. Mallard, who they are? Are they MPs? Are they staffers? Is it a bit of both?
What I want to make clear is that this report did not identify anybody.
And I'm not trying to get you to identify anybody. I'm trying to get a sense of whereabouts.
What you're trying to do is to get me to undermine a process which is designed to be set up to protect members and to protect staff going forward.
Why are you trying to protect bullies?
What I'm trying to do is to make sure the bullies can't operate in this place. And to do that, we've got to have a system.
But they have a cloak of silence around them, Mr. Mallard.
And what I want to do is to have a system which lifts that cone of silence. And actually, if you wanted that cone of silence lifted, you have staff in this building who could do it if they so chose.
So people who are continuing or who have been bullies in the past, who continue to work in Parliament, whether they're MPs or staff, they are not going to be made public?
In the future, I'm sure they will.
How fast? How fast will that happen?
Well, the full implementation will take a number of years, but the action has already been taken against a couple of people. Their leaders are aware of that.
Just to clarify, action has already been taken since your report came out?
No, action has been taken while the report was ongoing, because what was clear during that time was the extent of bad behaviour and the fact that in some cases interventions were necessary and couldn't wait until the report came out.
Some of the most...
And in those particular cases, the individuals were not identified through the report process.
Indeed. Now, some of the most serious offending that we're talking about here, sexual assault, Debbie Francis identified three alleged incidents that she described as, quote, extremely serious, and some appeared to be part of a multi-year pattern of predatory behaviour. Are you aware whether those alleged perpetrators are MPs or staff, and are they still there?
I'm not aware whether they're MPs or staff. Reading the report carefully, I get the sense that the man is still on the premises.
Is it one person we're talking about?
That for the three serious offences, that is my interpretation of reading the report.
And which party is that person connected to?
I don't know who it is.
Will you be
telling? If I knew who it is, I would tell the police.
So do the police know who this person is?
I don't know. I mean, they were asked yesterday, and what they said is that in these circumstances, if complaints have been received, they are not going to make public comment unless obviously they have clearance from complainants to do that.
But that means that you have a repeat sexual predator potentially still working in Parliament. You don't know the name of that individual. So how dangerous an environment is it?
Well, clearly, it's an intolerable situation, and that's why We're working very hard, each of the chief executives of the different agencies, each of the party leaders has been encouraging women who have been sexually assaulted or assaulted in any way to go to the support agencies who can support them with complaints to the police. That, you know, that's just got to happen.
But considering this work has been done already and it is often traumatic for people to retell their story, are the party leaders, are the people in charge going to be told who is under suspicion?
No, they can't. Because
so it's still going to be, it's still going to remain...
The complaints were made under the absolute condition that none of that would be passed on. You can't have women come on a certain basis and make complaints and then totally betray their trust.
You don't have to give the names of the people who've come with the complaints, but if there's a name cropping up several times over, then you give that name to the party leader, don't you?
No, you don't, because the basis was that nothing would be passed on.
But doesn't that continue to give the cover of silence? That continues to give the cover of silence to this, though.
Susie, if a particular name of an offender is passed on, and there are three complainants, it will be obvious that one of those three have passed it on, and that will breach their confidentiality.
Well, if the party leaders don't know who the complainants are either, how is it going to breach their confidentiality?
If the offender's name is out there, the offender will know that it's been passed on. I want to make it clear that I don't know that this is an MP, and if it's not an MP, then it will be the Parliamentary Service or Office of the Clerk or Ministerial Services Chief Executives who will be the individuals who will take leadership. Although what I'm really hoping is that people actually go either directly to the police or to Rape Crisis or other support agencies who can give them proper support in this. Frankly, having them re-traumatised by this sort of conversation isn't that useful.
Well, having them have to retell their story again and again over and over also re-traumatises them.
That's part of the problem with our court system, and that's something which I know people are looking at the moment.
Okay, so you've talked about Rape Crisis. Is that the level of seriousness that is being spoken about that people came forward with?
We're talking about serious sexual assault. Well, that, for me, that's rape.
So people have been raped in Parliament?
That is the impression I get from the report, yes.
Are you hoping that these people who are alleging this do go forward to the police?
Absolutely.
And this happened within the last 3 years?
Four and a half years. That's the impression I get. It might be, because there was an ability to go back further if people brought things up with Debbie Francis, it might be longer than that, but it's clearly been over multiple years.
Do you know how recently the most recent one was?
No.
How are you going to tackle this? Are you going to take on all of the recommendations and implement them?
Well, the vast majority of them are. I think there are some, some are going to be quite hard and some I want to go further than the recommendations. As an early part of it, I'm going to have much better reporting to party leaders and to chief executives around staff turnover and sudden departures. I think that at the moment there's a habit of giving people money and getting them to sign non-disclosure agreements, sort of hush money, if you like, and hope that it all goes away. And from my perspective, that's just not acceptable, and that's going to be one of the early changes.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for speaking with us. That is Trevor Mallard, Speaker of the House.